Well, our next guest around the houses here in Ridgeway is Mrs. Mabel Hutton. And the name Hutton has been synonymous with this village for many hundreds of years. Has it not, Mrs. Hutton? How long have the family been here?
They came to Eckington in 1660. The first Hutton to come. And we've been making sires and sickles ever since.
In fact, you've got a note, haven't you, about the one of the first long ancestors going back. What does it say?
Richard Hutton, the son of the first Hutton, was apprenticed to Thomas Staniforth in the sickle trade for 8 years and 9 months.
Mm-hmm. And where, went that way back in?
It's 1666, sorry.
1666, yeah.
Mm. He died in 1709, leaving 4 young sons. And he's also described as a weaver.
You just heard, actually, about, not too long ago, about a postman who used to double as a cobbler in the village as well, so maybe they had 2 trades.
Well, this would be a by occupation. So sickle trade was not always a full-time employment in those days.
Oh, I see. You've got quite a collection of documents, because they've been sort of handed down, have they not? Do you get many, many people coming to have a look at them?
Yes, mostly people were wanting to write a thesis for university.
Was it a famous area for making sides then, do you think?
Yes, or because of the dams, mm-hmm. Of course. There's about 4 dams around here, and of course you have to use water for making the sickles.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't grind without water power. And that's why it came here. That is why they settled around here making sickles. Burley Hay Dam, which was ours, the first people were fishers there, and the Skelter Forge, and the Skelter Dam, and the Suck Wheel, because it's in Marsh Lane, and Never Fear Wheel, that is our Never Fear Dam.
That's an awful lot of dams on one river. I wonder if there was any trouble when the water ran a bit dry. Do you know any cases of this?
Never heard. There was always plenty of water. Our trouble was too much water always.
Was it?
Fear of it overflowing into the houses.
Mm-hmm.
That was our trouble.
As we came into the room, we spotted something on the table. Now, I think you mentioned that that's something to do with the old works at the top. Can you tell us what it is?
The old copper jug.
Mm.
It was used at the Phoenix Inn to take the beer from the Phoenix Inn to the works in the days before people had tea.
Well, there we are then. Thank you very much indeed, Mrs. Hutton. A name that's been synonymous with this village now for 400 years. Let's move on now to our next destination with a piece of music from Miss Doris Day. This one's called Secret Love.